Council.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Erica Kirk, the widow of the late Charlie Kirk, says she has never found as much comfort in her faith as she has following her husband's assassination. And she said this of the person who shot him.
I forgive him.
The memorial for Kirk is now featuring President Trump, who is set to speak for nearly an hour.
He was violently killed because he spoke for freedom and justice, for God, country, for reason, and for common sense. He was assassinated because he lived bravely, he led boldly, and he argued brilliantly. Without apology.
Our Chris Van Cleve is at the venue in Glendale, Arizona.
Tens of thousands of mourners turned out at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona to say goodbye to political activist Charlie Kirk, who was gunned down September 10th while making a public address in Utah. Many in attendance came from out of state.
I live in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So when everything happened, there wasn't an option to stay home and sit back and watch. It was come out, show my support. I really wanted to be here.
And I'm actually from Southern California, and we drove here last night. We got in about 1 o'clock in the morning and woke up at 3 to be here.
Mourners were asked to wear red, white, and blue to honor Kirk.
Several foreign nations break with the U.S. when it comes to their views on Palestine. CBS's Tony DeCoppo.
Britain, Canada, and Australia officially recognize Palestine as a state, a unilateral move that has long been opposed by the U.S. and Israel. More countries are expected to do quite the same this week as world leaders gather in New York for the U.N. General Assembly.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu accused Britain and other Western allies of giving Hamas a prize, saying, quote, "It will not happen." Back here and in New Hampshire, a shooting at a wedding last night at a country club in Nashua. One person was killed, others were hurt. Correspondent Lilia Luciano was there and says there was an arrest.
It was a 23-year-old suspect who was arrested and charged with second-degree murder tonight. Police say they are investigating a motive, but they confirmed that he is an ex-employee of this country club where the shooting happened, but they have found no link to the victim.
On the baseball diamond.
Ground ball to second. And the Blue Jays are going to the postseason.
That from Sportsnet. The Blue Jays beat the Royals 8-5 and clinch a playoff spot with their 90th win of the season. The Jays are 2 games ahead of the Yankees in the AL East division. At the box office, Demon Slayer is tops, adding $17 million. That makes it the highest grossing anime film ever in North America. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Right now, 71 degrees.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them.
Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
It's what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, with the bottle, that's the way it is. He says body's too old for working. Body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You stay out drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. So take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us. Your arm felt nice, wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Fast enough so you can fly away. You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Meat is Murder. That was The Smiths with Nowhere Fast. And before that, we heard from Tracy Chapman, probably one of the greatest songs ever written. That was A Fast Car. Welcome back to hour two of Seth Faces the Music as we go through our fast songs quickly. see what I did there? As we continue along here, here's actually a slower song a little bit later in the career of one Mr. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from the album An American Treasure. Here's Grew Up Fast.
Grew up fast, and no one seemed to notice. We grew up fast, and we grew up alone. Mom and Dad were never what we wanted. We grew up fast, and we grew
Well, you know who I am, so don't treat me like I'm someone else. Well, you know what I am, so don't treat me like I'm someone else. You never act like that with no one else. We grew up lies when lies were just a fact of life. Grew up mad 'cause we never had a home. We faced the past and forgave the revolution. We grew up smashed and we grew up alone. We grew up alone.
We'll be right back.
song that lives up to its name. That was Fast and Frightening by L7, one of the cornerstones of the Riot Girl mid-90s movement. That'll get your blood flowing. Stick around, everyone. More to come on Seth Faces the Music for this week. Coming up, we have a song from a soundtrack album, which I think was more famous than the film itself. In fact, I don't remember this movie at all. I don't even remember seeing anything about it. And I certainly haven't seen it, but I have heard the song we're going to play next, coming up on WFHR.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free civic media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
butterflies, tie knots in his stomach. They love it when he goes too fast. The wind whistles past, burst oceans of air that will mess up his hair, though he no longer cares anymore. For other indulgence in vanities, vacuous vice, just once or twice. Four times in five we forget we're alive and neglect to remind ourselves.
The Divine Comedy, that's the name of the band from their album Promenade. That was going downhill fast. These days, the Divine Comedy is basically just the vehicle for one Neil Hannon for his songwriting and singing, but he is big in the Baroque pop scene. And before that, we heard from Fire Inc. That's the soundtrack to Streets of Fire. That was Nowhere Fast. Up next, everyone, we have an artist that I like to promote on this show. He's well known for basically one spoken word track, that is, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, but he's a great musician either way. He released some great albums, and here's a good one coming up. This is Gil Scott-Heron, Fast Lane.
as Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 97.5 WFHR.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms and lows around 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the low 70s. Monday night, scattered showers and storms and a low around 58. For Tuesday, partly sunny and highs in the low 70s.
Currently 69 degrees.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits. No, we can't read a face. Deep cuts. The way it goes when you're a part of it. And some authentic cringe. This is how you remind. From 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
Does Trump's big bill end taxes on tips and overtime? No. President Donald Trump's new law exempts certain tip and overtime income from federal tax, but the deductions expire in 2028 and come with limits. Workers earning under $150,000 can deduct up to $25,000 in tips and $12,500 in overtime. Social Security, Medicare, and state taxes still apply. The Tax Policy Center says 2% of households will benefit from the tip provision, saving $1,800. The White House estimates $1,400 in average annual savings from the overtime deduction. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Yeah.
They say my mama left me the day before she had me. She hit the road and never once looked back. Now I just want to mention that my grandma's old age pension is the reason that I'm standing here today. I got all my country learning, just milking and a churning, picking cotton, raising hell and a feeling hay. Yeah, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need no cheating that way. Sweet Carolina, don't believe I'll ever find another woman put together like you are. I love the wiggle in your walking, in your big city talking, in your brand new shiny Plymouth ragtop car. Now it's a hurry up and wait, in this world of give and take. Seem like a haste that makes a waste every time. I declare to my soul, when you hear those ages roll, you better know I'm gonna get my share of mine. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I've got a good Christian raising and an eighth grade education. Ain't no need y'all treat that way. Well, they say my mama left me the day before she had me. But she hit the road and never once looked back. Well, I've been to Georgia on a fast train, honey. I wasn't born no yesterday. I got a good Christian race and an eighth grade education. And only in your dream that way. So,
from their album Tales from the Ozone, that was Commander Cody and his Lost Planet Airmen with I've Been to Georgia on a Fast Train. And before that, we opened up this final set of Seth Faces the Music with Kitchens of Distinction, one of my favorite band names of all time, with Drive That Fast from their album Strange Free World. Up next, we have someone who's trying to bring rock back in a big way. She's awesome. Check out some of her videos. They're classic. Her sound is classic. She's rocking hard. Her name is Samantha Fish. Here she is with Faster.
Come on, right here. I'm gonna be a little forward. So shy, like guys. Why you sitting in the corner? I'll be nice. I won't bite. Well, can you come a little closer? It's alright, I just might be the type to wanna be a little bold. I wanna ooh, I wanna ooh. You're gonna ooh, that's how I'll make your heart beat faster, faster. I wanna ooh, I wanna ooh. You're gonna ooh, that's how I'll make your heart beat faster, faster. Motivation, come here right now. Cause I got an inclination. Let's bite and make good like a story in a movie. One night, freak up where you role play like a groupie.
Yeah.
That just about does it for today on Seth Faces the Music. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. We couldn't do the show without you out there in Radio Land. Stick around for next week. We'll have a different theme, more fun, more music on the way. We love to bring you these shows. We're going to go out with one of the most distinctive voices out there, Miss Fiona Apple with Fast As You Can. So long, everybody.
Too soon, I don't know how to live without my headless throat. I fight them always and still. Oh, darling, it's so sweet you think you know how crazy I am. You say you don't spook easy, you won't go, but I know and I pray that you will. Fast as you can, baby, run, free yourself up as fast as you can. Man. So if you catch me trying to find my way into your heart from under your skin, fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can. Fast as you can, baby, scratch me out, free yourself fast as you can.
Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR, 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
You wanted to be cool.
which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by ZipRecruiter.
I'm Matt Piper. And the angels songs and speeches at the memorial for slain conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona.
President Trump addressed the packed stadium from a lectern behind protective glass.
None of us will ever forget Charlie Kirk. And neither now will history.
Vice President J.D. Vance spoke of his late friend.
For Charlie, we will never shrink. We will never cower.
And a very impassioned Donald Trump Jr. with a rally cry.
We are all Charlie.
One of the most emotional moments was when Erica Kirk, through tears, said of her husband's killer.
I forgive him.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, The White House.
A new COVID-19 variant is spreading across the country. This